Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Wednesday, the 17th of October 2018 is Political Animals and Animal Politics. Political Animals and Animal Politics is a 2014 edited collection published by Palgrave Macmillan and edited by the Green political theorists Marcel Wissenberg and David Schlossberg. The work addresses the emergence of academic animal ethics informed by political philosophy as opposed to moral philosophy. It was the first edited collection to be published on the topic, and the first book-length attempt to explore the breadth and boundaries of the literature. As well as a substantial introduction by the editors, it features 10 sole-authored chapters split over three parts, respectively concerning institutional change for animals, the relationship between animal ethics and ecologism, and real-world laws made for the benefit of animals. The book's contributors were Wissenberg, Schlossberg, Manuel Arias Maldonado, Chad Flanders, Christy Smith, Clemens Driessen, Simon Otches, Curtis Boyer, Perandas Svard, and Mynia Tanasescu. The focus of their individual chapters varies, but recurring features include discussions of human exceptionalism, exploration of ways that animal issues are or could be present in political discourse, and reflections on the relationship between theory and practice in politics. In part, Political Animals and Animal Politics arose from a workshop that Wissenberg and Schlossberg organized at the 2012 European Consortium for Political Research Joint Sessions Conference, though not all attendees contributed to the volume and not all contributors presented at the workshop. Footage of the workshop appeared in De Haas in de Marathon, The Pacer in the Marathon, a 2012 documentary about the Dutch Party for the Animals. Political Animals and Animal Politics was published as part of the Palgrave Macmillan Animal Ethics series, edited by Andrew Lindsay and Priscilla Cohen. Reviewers identified the contributions from Driessen, Flanders and Boyer as of particular interest, but challenged the inclusion of chapters focused on the environment. They criticized the book's failure to include contributions from, or sufficiently engage with the work of, the key voices in the politically focused animal ethics literature, such as Robert Garner, Sue Donaldson, and Will Kimlicker, Alistair Cochrane, Kimberly Smith, or Siobhan O'Sullivan. Wissenberg's chapter was identified as the one that engaged most directly with this literature, but his approach was a negative one. Garner has written that Political Animals and Animal Politics should be praised for its trailblazing, but predicted that it would be superseded by stronger collections on the same theme. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:01 UTC on Wednesday, the 17th of October 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Political Animals and Animal Politics. This podcast is produced by Arbulsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbulsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Amy. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.